So anyway, kindness. Well, can I be 100%? Well, I teach the adults, the married couples class on Sunday morning. And one thing I'm always is 100% with them. So I'm going to be 100% with you guys. I've not always been a kind guy. I've not always been a big teddy bear. I haven't. There's been things in my life I've done and hurt people that I'm really ashamed of. And think about it, it hurts me. So, but it's important to be kind. So a little story for you guys will know me. I've been here for 5-6 years, married to that beautiful woman in the back for 24 years this year. Yeah, she's very kind because she's put up with a lot from this guy. We just married we had our first child get married Saturday, our middle child of all people got married Saturday. So we need some prayer, you know. Got a lot of things going on. All right, so anyway, kindness. So I got to thinking, what can I talk about kindness? You know, and I'm an old school dude, okay? I don't have an iPad up here. I have an OG pad, an old gangster pad, you know. Just paper with black ink, okay? I'm just an original gangster type. You can call me that. So, I got to make you laugh a little, right? So anyway, we're going to talk about kindness. So, a lot of times we think about kindness in kind of an act, right? Something we do. But in the Bible, we'll find out in a minute, we should really look at kindness as more of a lifestyle. More of a lifestyle, right? And I am a reader. I take my notes and I make these for a reason, okay? But, you know, the Bible tells us to clothe ourselves in kindness, right? Which really goes far beyond us just feeling like we should once or twice a day do something nice for somebody. Clothe yourself in kindness. And this is, you are allowed to participate. So when I ask a question, in a manner where everybody's not going berserk, you can answer, okay? If that's possible. So anyway, kindness. We know it's a fruit of the Spirit, found where? There you go. Y'all almost failed the test. But anyway, that means if you're living the way you are supposed to be living, according to God's word, then kindness will be a fruit that grows out of your life. When you think about kindness, what comes to mind? It's probably not recommended. But you would think about it as an action. I mean, killing is an action. We're not just, don't do that. But you can also think of it as what? Doing something nice, right? Going out of your way to do something for somebody. What if you stopped thinking about kindness as an action and started thinking of it as a lifestyle? Something you do. You don't think about it. You just get up in the morning, get out of bed, and you just do it. Colossians 3:12. I got that up there? Did you get that? Okay, slow. That's okay. It says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself, right? With compassion, with kindness, with humility, with gentleness, and with patience. So, clothe yourself. Now, when you get up and you dress for the day, do you just wear your clothes long enough for somebody to see them before you take them off, or do you wear them all day? You're special, Bo. But if you did that, that would defeat the entire purpose of wearing clothes, right? In the same way, kindness should not be a single action completed and then forgotten. Instead, it should be something we put on and we wear all day long. All day. Do you think it's possible? You think that's possible? A lot of things test us during the day. I'm tested every day. Believe me. I work out at Savannah Riverside. A couple of us in here do, and it is a test every day. Amen over there. So anyway, I'm going to tell you a couple ways that you can keep kindness wrapped around you all day. Kindness with your words. We should know that, right? Words hurt. Man, that... you know, like I said, when I was a teenager in middle school, those are some hard. We got any middle schoolers in here? Man, we'll pray for y'all. I know it's hard. Because I remember being in middle school. I was teased and picked on and just, I wasn't treated kind. But how do you think that affected me when I got to be grown out of my, I'm still not grown out of my awkward stage, but when I tried to grow out of my awkward stage, I wasn't very kind either. If you're hurt, typically you're going to hurt others. If you show kindness, typically what? They're going to show kindness. So, it's so easy, though, to be unkind with our words. Saying the first thing that comes to your mind or not taking time to think about it hurts people, hurts their feelings. You know, there's a saying, once it's said, there's no taking it back, right? You just can't. No matter if you apologize, I've said things I've apologized for, but you know what? That doesn't erase that hard and that terrible words that come from me that hurt that person. It's still there. But as easy as it is to be unkind, it's also incredibly easy to be kind. How? Take a few seconds and think about what you're going to say before you say it. At a site, they got a thing called Take Two. Take 2 seconds, 2 minutes, or 2 days. Of course, it'll take 2 days. And sometimes you may. If somebody comes at you the wrong way, maybe you should take 2 days before you react. I've been there when I wish I would have took 2 days, because I probably wouldn't have got myself in the trouble I got myself into. But you can. Just take that little extra time, just a couple seconds before you react, before you say something, right? It may sound like a lot of work, but really it ain't. It's easy. You just need to ask yourself one simple question. Are these words I'm going to say, are they kind? Are they going to hurt this person? Simple question. How would you feel if you were being asked that or you were being told that? Just a thought. So, make the right choice. Clothe yourself in kindness with words. And I'm a walker too. I don't know if y'all tell that. Your actions. Our actions should be kind, right? And yet this might seem like some kind of like a duh, you know, of course my actions should be kind. But really, how many times have you done something today that maybe wasn't the kindest thing? It could have been to your friend, your brother, your sister, your mama, your daddy. Mom and daddy have feeling too, don't we, baby? But in the busyness of everyday life, kindness can quickly become something that is shoved aside in favor of convenience. Convenience. We love convenience. I mean, we go down to the store down here, buy a $6 bag of, you know, air chips because we don't want to go to Walmart and get, you know, a dollar bag of air chips. I know, you know, it's crazy. But it's convenient. We want things that are convenient to us. But sometimes, you know, it's just not easy. It's not convenient to be kind. Sometimes it's way easier to just be kind of selfish, just be all about myself. You can get inside yourself. It's a dangerous place to be. Like when somebody, for instance, you're at school and you've been standing in a line. I don't know, back in my day, I don't know how y'all do it now. We'd stand in a lunch line. You still do that? But say you've been standing there and you're starving. I mean, you need breakfast, you know. I eat like 6 eggs in the morning. But really, I do. But you're standing in line, you're starving to death, you've been standing there for 15 minutes waiting, your lunch is ticking now, somebody comes up and cuts in front of you, two people up, but how's it make you feel, right? You want to be unkind. I mean, back when I was, I'd be like, oh, I'd grab him by his neck, and do not do that. I do not advocate that, okay? But you know, something like that will real easily cause you to snap. How about drivers? We got any drivers in here? How many times have you been cut off in traffic and these thoughts go through your head that you know ain't Jesus thoughts? I mean, they some thoughts that I'm like, what, you know, if I could ruin him down, you know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's those kind of things. It's how you react. Is it fair somebody's unkind to you? No. But is it fair that you return the unkindness? No. Because then you just put yourself in their shoes. You know, you're no better than them. And a lot of times when people are unkind, to me, I just try to, now, back in my day, it was a different story. But now, you know, I'm like, so what? And when I see them next time, I'm like, hey, man, how you doing? You know, I talk to them with respect. I used to have a boss a while and a couple jobs back that was just mean. He was an older guy. He looked like Colonel Sanders. Legit Colonel Sanders. I'm 100% there. He looked like Colonel Sanders. But he was a horrible guy. But I would go in every morning purposely, sit in his office, and talk to him. And eventually, he turned into a nice guy. I always said I killed him with kindness. It's possible. But he looked like Colonel Sanders. No, he's still alive. I don't know how, but he is. He was old back then. But anyway, let's go on, keep going. But anyway, so, you know, almost all the time that somebody, you know, is unkind, it's really not worth the wrestling match. It's not worth the wrestling match, you know, with your soul, with your spirit, because sometimes you do want to grab hold of them, right? So, here's a little suggestion. You can do it or not. As you're going about with your normal routine, take the time to purposely make sure your actions are kind. If somebody does something to you that you feel unkind, don't return it with unkindness. Don't return it. If you start doing that, eventually it just becomes a something you do. You don't have to think about it. So don't only think about how your actions affect you. Think about how your actions affect others. And I know this thing is not hurt. So anyway, so how can you exhibit that kindness? Think about that. How can you exhibit kindness with your actions? And guess what? Like Nike says, just do it. Right? Now here's a hard one. Attitude. That's a hard one, right? I know. I was a teenager too. And I have a teenager. Right back there, that's got quite an attitude. But this one can be tricky, right? Because attitude can be interpreted in a lot of ways. Facial expressions. I mean, really, you can. I mean, yeah, body language. I mean, there's so many ways your attitude. I mean, I know when Maddie is like getting attitude with me just by her face, you know. And April, I know when April's getting attitude with me, I don't get attitude, so. That's 100% right there. So anyway, attitude can be interpreted a lot of ways, right? It can even be just your tone. You know, it shows you have an attitude that you're being unkind. Just the tone of your voice. I can admit I do that, you know. I try not to. Honestly, I try to be a legit good guy, right? And I'm tried every day. But I wear this little bracelet. What would Jesus do bracelet? And it helps me remember. All right. So think about it. When someone's getting on your nerves, is your attitude toward them kind? No, not typically, right? What about when someone's unkind to you? How do you react? There you go. Or what about when things don't work out the way you want them to? That's a hard one. Yep. Because we all want what? Things our way. But does your attitude show kindness then? Not typically, right? There's only one person who has complete control over your attitude. It's not your mama. It's not your daddy. It's not your youth leaders. It's not the youth pastor. It's not the preacher. It's not even really Jesus. Guess what? It's you. You control your attitude. So, it's up to you. It's up to you to take control of your attitude. When something happens that makes you feel irritated, it's up to you on how you react. Take a deep breath. Believe me, life as an adult is great. When I was a kid, I wanted to be an adult so bad. Now I want to be a kid so bad, you know? Okay, not a kid. Maybe my... See, I'm only 30 now, so... 20s. But anyway. So, and guess what? If this is something you struggle with, ask God to help you. Pray about it. When you feel yourself struggling to have a kind attitude, pray and ask God to help you have more kindness and less of whatever else is going on. A lot of times, I had another supervisor, and he said, man, people come to my office, and they sit down with me, and they give me, and they tell me all these, you know, such and such is, you know, doing this, and I need you to do this. He said, I would write it down on a little piece of paper, a little post-it note, and I would put it in a drawer. He said, and you open the drawer. He said, you see all them post-it notes? There's probably about 20 or 30 in there. He said, every one of them situations took care of itself. Now, he could have went out there and jumped on whoever, and you think that would have been good for anybody. No. A lot of times, things people are unkind to you about ain't worth the hassle. Man, it's not worth the hassle. They take care of themselves. So, Job 6:14 says, anyone who withholds kindness from a friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty. Who's Almighty? God. So in this verse, fear, we don't want to look at fear as cowering in a corner, terrified. It's more about respecting. Here it says that withholding kindness from a friend is forsaking the fear of God, respect of God. In other words, if you're not being kind to those around you, you aren't respecting God. Puts it in a whole different perspective. Who wants to disrespect God? Not me. I know I don't. If you do, let's pray about it later. But see, that's how important kindness is to God, okay? It's so important that his word says that withholding kindness from a friend is withholding fear and respect from him. It's kind of a big deal. It's so important to show kindness to everyone, even the people who don't feel like being you don't feel like being kind to. Like I said, when I was a kid, I was teased, picked on, pushed around, and through it all, you know, I see those people today. Do I hold a grudge? Am I unkind? No. And I was legit picked on. I mean, I don't know what you guys might go through, and I know kids and teenagers and are cruel, okay? But keep that Christ-like character no matter what. No matter what. Did I want to react in an unChrist-like manner? Oh, yeah. When I see those folks, do I want to react in an unChrist-like manner? Because I still got, what did I say? The words are there. The words have been said, and I still know what they said. You know, 20 years later, how many years? We ain't going to talk about it. A long time ago. So, try to maintain that Christ-like character. So, no matter what people look like on the outside, no matter what their life looks like from the outside, you don't know what's going on the inside. You don't know. You don't know the hurt they might be feeling. They might just want somebody to be, you know, a lot of times people react in anger because they're hurting on the inside. They're unkind to others because they're hurting on the inside. They may not have a good home life. We don't know. Maybe that's the only way they know how to react. Maybe they just want somebody to be kind to them. I mean, really, think about it. Have you ever heard a saying? I know you have. You may be the only part of Jesus that someone ever sees. That is so true. That is so true. It means there are some people in your life who might not never step inside a church, but when they see you and you and all of you, you have an opportunity to show them Jesus and the kindness that he offers and the love that he offers and the forgiveness he offers. You, whether you realize it or not, you are a missionary. You are a missionary, and that should make you feel proud. So here's a question. Have you ever regretted not showing someone kindness? I think we probably all could say yes, amen, right? Secondly, do you think that kindness is more of an action or a lifestyle? It needs to be a lifestyle, not an action. Here's one that's going to make you dig a little deep inside yourself. Do you think that others would describe your attitude as kind? If I picked 20 people from your school, from your grade, brought them in here in front and said, "You think she's kind? You think she's kind? You think he's kind?" I mean, really, that's digging deeper. That's looking. That's looking at yourself, right? That's looking in the mirror and saying, "Lord, am I doing what I should be doing? Am I being as kind as I should be?" So your words, your actions, and your attitude, these are all things that you have to choose. You have to choose kindness in. Kindness, guess what? It's not always the easiest choice. It is not. In fact, sometimes kindness will be the hardest, toughest, almost impossible choice. But it's the right choice. So I have a video that we're going to play real quick.
A.D. Williams once said, "Imagine what 7 billion humans could accomplish if we loved and respected one another. Just imagine. Imagine if there was no greed. Imagine if there was no comparison. If everyone was running their own race, but cheering for all others at the same time. Maybe we'll never see that in our lifetime. But what we all can do is start with ourselves. Start with yourself. Choose to lift others up. Choose to set the example of kindness and integrity, the example of compassion and understanding." There's a quote that says, "No matter how educated, talented, rich, or cool you believe you are, how you treat people ultimately tells all. Integrity is everything. It really is. Who you are is far more important than what you have, and it will always be. Who you are is measured by how you make others feel. Be kind to each other. In a world where you can be anything, be kind. Choose to be the change you wish to see in the world. Decide you will not wait for someone else. You will set the example. Be kind, because you never know how much that person is suffering inside. You never know the difference your words can make, the difference your presence can make, the difference you can make to one human life. Be the reason someone believes in the goodness of humanity. Be the reason someone else decides to make a difference in others. Be the influence you want to see more of. Always do what is right, not what is easy in the moment. Kindness spreads like a virus. When you do good to another, that person does better to those they come in contact with. You really can make a big difference in the world today and every other day." Anne Frank said, "In the long run, the sharpest weapon of all is a kind and gentle spirit. No one has ever made themselves great by showing how small another is. Be kind and always build others up to the best of your ability. Treat everyone with the same level of kindness that you would like for yourself. Not because everyone is nice, but because you are. Because karma makes no mistakes. Because it is right. Because you have integrity. Because you want this world to be better when you leave than when you arrive.
So who are you kind to today? Who do you have an opportunity tomorrow to be kind to? A lot of questions there, right? A lot of important things. That video was saying. But here's the deal. In life, and I can speak 100% on this, there's going to be things you regret. You're going to do it. You're not going to mean to do it, or you're not going to think about it at a time. And you look back, you regret it. You do. I regret a lot of things. You'll make mistakes. We'll have missed opportunities. I have so many missed opportunities. And you'll do other things that will honestly make you sick to your stomach. When you look back on them, there's things I've done that makes me legit sick on my stomach. So you will have those times, okay? But I'm telling you now, don't let a lack of kindness cause those regrets, okay? You have no idea how much your kindness could mean to somebody. No idea. It can mean just a little, or it can mean everything to somebody. But as a follower of Jesus, as an example of Jesus, it's your responsibility. We all are responsible for our actions, right? To be kind. So I'm closing. But let me tell you about one more thing. The more you're kind, the easier it is to be kind. It becomes a habit. Becomes a lifestyle. The more kindness you show to others, the easier it is for them to be kind. It's kind of contagious, right? Like the video said, it's contagious. It spreads like a virus. So back when I was a teenager, a few years ago, there was a popular saying. Four letters for four words. These letters tell the story of a great man that was betrayed. He was beaten, humiliated, nailed to a cross, but still loved and showed kindness to us. So tonight, I want to gift you all with those four letters so that you can know that no matter how unkind somebody is to you, no matter what you go through in a day, it don't compare to what Jesus went through. So I'm going to have Maddie come up, my sweet little girl, and assist me. So I have enough of these for all of you guys. So, yeah, Caroline, that's right. So she's gonna pass them out, the what would Jesus do bracelets. Yeah, go ahead and pass them out. So do this. If you don't choose to wear it, that's fine. If you have a mirror, maybe you comb your hair to every morning in the bathroom, you say in the bathroom, tape it to that mirror. So when you go in there to brush your teeth and you go in there to brush your hair, you see that. What would Jesus do every morning? So when you go into your school and someone's unkind to you, you think about, what would Jesus do in this moment? What would Jesus do? Those four words. So simple. So kindness. Yeah, you need, you know, let's really, you know, there's many ways we can show kindness. You know, find a person maybe sometime this week that has been unkind to you and do a kind act. You know, just say a kind word. Kind words. Words are so good. You know, Brian back there, I'm very kind to him for being up here. But right now, I'm going to let him come close. But no, I appreciate you guys. And like I said, I hope something I said tonight was, you know. Thank you. But anyway, you guys really have a great youth staff. You know, I'm gonna say it again. Appreciate them. I used to do youth at a small church with probably a quarter the amount of kids, and I know it's hard work for me. These guys work hard for you guys, so appreciate them. And definitely show them kindness. Thank you.